Recycling is a major concern and it's a big issue for councils right across Sydney. Now, to find out a little bit more about what's involved in recycling, I've got Gemma Dawson. She's the Waste Strategy Manager for the City of Sydney. Gemma, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, let's talk about City of Sydney specifically. Are we good recyclers in this area or could we do a little bit better?
City of Sydney residents are great recyclers.
Hey.
And our businesses are very good recyclers, but we can always do more.
We always can do more. Now, what could we be doing? Let's step back. What sort of recycling are we doing? What sort of tonnage are we looking at in City of Sydney?
So at the moment, our residents recycle about 90 kilos per person per year.
90 kilos per person
yes.
per year. That is actually less than I would have thought, to be honest.
It is a little bit less, but we actually take the waste that goes into the residual bin, the red bin, the garbage bin, and we also do some secondary recycling of that as well.
Now, I didn't know that. So that actually gets sorted through as well, does it?
Yes. So over 69% of all of our residents' waste gets recycled.
Wow. Okay. What about businesses? Are they doing okay as well?
Businesses are around 50 to 60% recycling.
50 to 60%.
Yes.
All right, good. Now, what isn't recyclable? I mean, do we see a lot of stuff going into recycling that really shouldn't be sitting there at all?
Yes. Well, so most things are recyclable. It's just that you've got to find the question is whether they're being recycled and whether there's a facility close by that can recycle it. And so quite often you just need to find the right place to put your recycling. So whether that be the yellow bin, which is where you put all your plastics, your tin cans, glass, paper, cardboard, or if you've got, say, plastic bags. So plastic bags, we can't put in our mixed recycling, but you can take it to your supermarket. So Coles and Woolies will accept it and recycle it there. If you put batteries in the recycling, they can't get recycled there.
That's bad.
But if you take them to our libraries, to the city's town hall and our neighbourhood centres, we can recycle them from there.
Really?
Yes.
Libraries,
and they can also accept light bulbs and mobile phones, if anyone dares to take them out of their drawer and put them. Nobody ever wants to give up their mobile phones.
You have to at some point, though, otherwise you end up like what I've got, which is
seven
in a bedside table. What about takeaway coffee cups has been an interesting one to me. I don't know why it's been on my mind, but maybe because I've made the move over to a non-disposable reusable cup recently. Are they recyclable?
Yes, so takeaway coffee cups are technically recyclable. Unfortunately, at the moment in the City of Sydney and our surrounding region, there is not a facility that is able to accept them for recycling.
Oh.
So these facilities exist around the world, but at the moment we don't have one in the City of Sydney. Last year that we supported an innovation grant and a company who wanted to show that we can separately collect coffee cups and recycle them and really try to encourage businesses to come up with a technology or a solution for accepting these. What we would say, however, is that the best thing to do is why not have your coffee in the coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
if you can spare the 5 minutes, and then you don't need the recyclable cup, you don't need the disposable cup, or buy yourself a keep cup.
Cups are great.
And you know, so many of the city's cafes are getting on board. Some of them are even offering discounts now if you take in your recyclable coffee cup.
Earlier this week, we did indeed chat about responsible cafes and the movement around that. Look, it's funny that you're talking about sort of the facilities not being available. I think many people don't realise the infrastructure that's required to make recycling work.
Yes, of course. Recycling is a business. So the more that we can separate these items into the parts that they can actually recycle them into another reusable material, then the easier it is. So it's just about signalling to the market to say, yes, we have all of these items and we really want them to be recycled.
Now, your role is Waste Strategy Manager. I imagine that you're just constantly thinking about how to refine this process, how to encourage other facilities to kick off in the area.
Yes, and one of the things that we do is we not only encourage our residents to recycle things that we already collect separately, but we're also looking at lots of new ways, or what else is in the bin that we can separately recycle. So we're looking at things like e-waste, because more and more of the products that we have in our household are electronic. And so we're looking at ways of managing e-waste better. Other things, so 5% of our bin is actually made up of textiles, clothes. It's a huge number.
Wow.
And people are discarding clothes all the time. Now, at the moment, you can't put them into the normal recycling bin, because when you send it to a recycling facility, they get stuck in the machinery. So what we need to do is we need to find ways of taking textiles out of the general waste bin, out of the recycling bin, and to a purpose-built facility that can take textiles.
It sounds like some of the ways that people could improve what they're doing is really just being a bit more mindful about where things are going.
Yes, but it can be very confusing for residents, and it's probably the top thing that they say to us is, I want to do the right thing, but sometimes I just don't know where to put the materials.
It's a really good point. I know I get confused about plastics and which ones are okay and which ones aren't.
Yes, and if you are confused, there's lots of ways you can have a look on our website. So the City of Sydney website has lots of information about what goes in what bin and where you can take things. We also have, you can also call us, and there's lots of literature. We put stickers on our bins, and we send out magnets that you can put on your fridge to remind you when you're in the kitchen and you're thinking, okay, where does this one go?
Which one? Gemma, thank you very much. It seems like there's a lot going on with that, and I look forward to chatting a bit more waste management strategy. Can't believe I'm saying that, but I do look forward to chatting again with you sometime soon.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you very much. That was Gemma Dawson, Manager of Waste Strategy at City of Sydney. A few insights about just how detailed it is to get something recycled, and the fact that we can make a difference individually as well quite easily.